This is a podcast from Minute Media.
Hey, Giant fans, welcome to the Giant Insider podcast. My name's Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper. And with me, as always, is the beat writer, the heart of Giants Nation. Nobody beats the biz, Chris Bisignano. Chris, last podcast I asked you, is there anything Judge can do this Sunday where all of a sudden his job's in danger? And your response was, meh, if he punches somebody in the face, maybe. And Chris, metaphorically speaking.
Can I change that to quarterback sneak on third and eight?
Chris, he kind of punched every fan in the face and in the groin on third and nine from his own four with that quarterback sneak. So, Chris, what the hell can we say at this point, right? Like, I'm running out of words. I sat there staring at that play. Now, I'll even give you this. On second down, I got it, right? Because you don't want to do what you did last week where handoff on the one safety. I understand doing it on second down just to get more room. But you're 4-12. It's 3rd and 9. Chris, that was gutless. There's no other word for it, Chris. It was a gutless call and such another embarrassment. And there's more than that. But if you could sum up this season in one play, on offense at least, that was it for me, dude. I'm just like, I'm so over this. Thank God the season's over. Now we wait to see what happens. You had a bunch of interesting tweets last night and this morning, dude. I don't even know where to go anymore, buddy. Go ahead. Here you go. Floor's yours.
But we're gonna impose our will on you.
Oh,
we're gonna run downhill.
Oh my God.
We're gonna smack you in the face. We're gonna play Northeast football. We're gonna do. So you know what was mind-boggling about that whole sequence? And I have to tell you, bro. First off, let's not forget they threw the ball on first down on that sequence.
Right.
So what are you talking about? I tried to get a little more space. I mean, Fromm missed a wide open Eli Penny in a flat.
Yes.
Okay, but now second down, you go, okay, I want to get a little more room. I'll give you that.
Right.
But the third down, and Jerry, and forget about, oh, you're 4-12, what the hell you do? Dude, even if you were 12-4, that call would be like, you got plenty of space. What are you doing? Okay. You don't trust Fromm, but you did trust him on first down? Okay. On the 2-yard line? Okay. And then.
It's a good point.
And here's the point, too. It's like, okay, if you want to do that and you don't want Fromm throwing on third long on his four, okay. Dude, just give it to Saquon or Devontae then.
Exactly.
Let's see if he can get 7-8 yards. But you go into a victory formation and then just sneak it, just the quarterback dive up the middle. We were like, I'm telling you, Jerry, there were so many people in the press box that were like, oh, that might have just sealed Joe Judge's fate. I mean, people were laughing. I saw people on social media. The funniest one had to be Dan Orlovsky, who said, oh, this is a pretty smart move. They're going to go into this victory formation and a sneak formation, and they're gonna run something. Wait a minute! They actually called a sneak. That was hysterical. I saw that on Dan Orlovsky's Twitter account. He was fooled by that. So, and then Judge after the game, he was just saying he wanted to give him more space, and we missed the one pass. And it's everything that's happened to this team and under Judge. The last six, seven games has been absolutely mind-boggling. And that was one of many things between not going for it in certain times, going for it in some other times. And that sequence, I don't think I've ever seen anything like that in my life.
It looked like it was straight out of like 1935, that play. I was like, what is, oh my God, we're running a quarterback sneak, victory formation. And then we saw Fromm go and do it again. Chris, I keep saying I'm running out of adjectives. I really am. I mean, this is insane.
Thank God there isn't another game because you probably would have had to come up with a few more adjectives.
Thank God it's over.
I mean, the space issue, like, dude, if you run the ball, there is no chance there's going to be a safety on that play. None. You're 4 yards from the end zone. You're not getting, unless you throw some ridiculous pitch, a toss left or right where it could be a shot. But if you're just running up the middle on a running back, giving it to Saquon or Booker, You're 4 yards from the goal line. Dude, there's no chance of having it. Even if you get blasted in the backfield, you're going to be going forward motion. You're going to be at the one or two. You know?
Yeah.
So that, I mean, this is one of many things that, you know, look, you have a head coach who overthinks. I've been saying this for weeks. Way too much. And you have a head coach that thinks he knows a lot more than he does. And he thinks he's going to watch this. Watch this. We're going to do this. You know? And it might have, you know, look, it might have sunk him. It might have sunk him, not just that one play alone, but the whole 6 weeks of everything that's been going on. And then you top it off with that 11-minute epic rant he did last week in Chicago, where Mara, from what I understand, Mara did not like that at all. But that's not a fireable offense. You know, if you're 8-8 going into yesterday's game and you had that stupid rant, you know, nobody, it's going to be like, all right, Joe, calm down. You know,
yeah, yeah.
But when you're 4-12 going in, you know, and you have an epic rant like that, you set, it rings alarms. Like, so I think the alarm, but look, as we speak, Judge is making his case to stay. Nothing's been decided yet, which kind of makes you lean that maybe they're leaning towards keeping him. You know, I don't know. Joe Judge could talk fluff with the best of them. I'm sure he's in there right now, breaking down the history of the NFL, breaking down what every player could do on the field. You know, bullshitting to no end right now about, we're going to do this. Or next year, I promise you, it's going to be Northeast football. And if Maverick goes for it, but Jerry, I look at it like this. You know, a lot of people have the concern about, obviously, there's going to be a new GM. A lot of people have the concern about the GM high, coach that's there, new GM, bring his own guy. Well, this is your perfect opportunity right now. I mean, there is nobody on this planet. There is nobody around the NFL world. Forget about the fan base. I mean, the whole NFL world that thinks Joe Judge should be head coach next year.
Yeah. And if he sells this to Mara, I would suggest every person in the sales industry, just get a meeting with John Mara, because you can sell him anything. If you're good enough, if he can sell himself on another year, just find out his info, guys. Whatever you're selling, whether it's a vacuum or data or mutual funds, meet with him. There's a chance he buys it, because Chris, you just said it. There's no way anyone in the world right now can stick up for what Judge has done and the way he's finished the season. It's incredible. It seems like the Giants, and you tweeted it, the only reason they're not going to do this, if they don't, is because they don't want to fire a coach again after 2 years. And that is so stupid. Mm-hmm. I mean, you said it in your tweet. Like, don't let that stop you. If you hire the right guy, no one's going to remember that. No one's going to care.
Nobody's going to care.
Oh, Chris.
And you know what? And some of the fires today.
Brian Flores.
You know, that puts more pressure on Mara, in my opinion, because when you see Flores getting it, after, you know, he was 10-6 last year, and he was 9-8, a 7-game winning streak this year, beat New England twice. And he's fired. Obviously, there was some kind of power struggle. Something was going on there behind the scenes.
Yeah.
But with him and Mike Greer, but Chris Greer, when you see that, seriously, how do you justify saying, okay, we're going to come back with this guy, when guys like, you know, Brian Flores, who beat you double-digit win, you know, Nagy, who's been to the playoffs twice, you know, stuff like that, and they're getting fired.
29-3. That's the team.
And Jerry, I put a tweet on.
Yeah.
I tweeted something before, and Mara does notice. And, you know, a lot of people didn't renew their season tickets last year.
Yeah.
And that was with enthusiasm around the team. Judge's second year.
Yeah.
A lot of people thought this was going to be a playoff team, including ourselves. We both thought they had a shot at the playoffs.
We're ecstatic about the season, yes.
But I'm telling you, dude, there's a lot of people that have said to me, and I'm hearing from somebody in that building, that there's a major concern about people not renewing their season tickets. And either, you know, when they bought their PSLs, just try to find somebody else to buy their PSL at half price.
Yeah.
Or that's it. They're just done. Or they're just going to take the loss. Now, I'm not talking about people who spend $40,000. Obviously, they're going to probably renew because you invested so much in these PSLs. You don't want to throw away $10,000, $30,000, whatever it might be, right?
Right, right.
But I'm talking about the people, you know, that didn't spend as much. And I was one of them back in the day, you know. That's just so fed up that they don't want to spend the season tickets, and they're just going to chalk up as a loss, or they're going to try to sell their PSLs to somebody else. That's a big concern in the building. And Jerry, there's been so many people that I've seen that, and I put that tweet out, and so many people have responded like, yeah, I'm done. If this guy is back, I'm not spending the money on season tickets. I'll try to sell my PSLs, or I'll just take the hit, or whatever it might be, but I'm done.
Chris, it's funny you say that, because there's a level of there's a level of ticket prices in that stadium, aside from PSLs, where it's $200-$300 per game. And when you're getting to that level, that is a lot of money to fork over, dude. Like, look, my tickets, I admit this, my tickets are upper level.
So was mine.
It was a 2001 time thing. It wasn't crazy, but it was still annoying. And my bills, I don't know, $1,900, $2,300 with the parking, something like that. That's not crippling. But there are fans who are spending, especially if you only have two seats. There's people with four seats. And then that next level up, Chris, you're talking like $8,000-$10,000 a year on tickets for this. Yep. So, yeah, you're right. It's going to be, you know, not so much the $20,000 PSL guys, but maybe that level down where they say, I'm done with this. I can't spend money on this. I'm not spending my hard-earned money. You tweeted it before. There's fans of this team who used to break every family gathering, any event they were invited to, say, I can't go. The Giants are on. Now they're looking for things to go to not watch.
Well, Jerry, you read the tweets. How many people I put something out? I put something out before about, you know, people, you know, diehard Giant fans that I know, they say, Chris, I haven't watched a game in weeks.
It's insane.
Oh, and look how many people responded. Like, oh, either have I.
That's
me. I haven't watched, you know.
Put their hands up. Yep, that's me.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And why, you know, Jerry, you know, and why this is amazing to me, I got to be honest with you, dude. I hate to bring up, you know, again, back in previous eras, you know, when I was a kid. But, dude, even those days, it was like, no, we're going to watch him anyway. Ooh. We're still going to watch him even though. But now people they seem to be so disgusted with this team that they – and you could just sense the fan base, a lot of the fans saying, if Judge is back, I'm done.
Right.
Now, if Judge is back and they win the first two games, actually, of course – they win the first – of course people will be like, all right, you know, let me start tuning in again. But right now, I'm just – you know, am I wrong, Jerry? I mean, that's the sense I'm getting.
No, and it's relevant to bring up. Like, yeah, you say it was bring up the 70s, but it's relevant to this era because this is the last time this team had so much failure for such an extended period of time.
Right.
And like you said, though, like you would go to those games. Don't put words in your mouth, but you're like John Mendenhall, Brad Van Pelt, Harry Carson, Brian Kelly. Like, you know, I'm going to go and watch these guys, right? And now it's, yeah, our defense is pretty good. It's keeping us in games. I mean, yesterday, you know, I just think yesterday was just like, yeah, okay, we have no offense. It's season's over. But this offense is worse than what I think what you saw in the 70s with Morton and Pisarcik. Functional, dude. This is an embarrassment every single week. So, yeah.
Jerry, when Fromm hit Slayton for that touchdown yesterday, it was like, holy crap, did that just happen?
Yeah, it was insane.
That's how bad it is.
Yeah, and by the way, dude, Slayton bowing to the crowd. Like, come on, oh my God. Get a guy's... Can you have some sense of what just happened that, you know, there's things like that just annoy the crap out of me, man. But yeah, dude, it was a cataclysmic event. Like, oh my God, we threw a 30-yard touchdown. It was insane. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so, and the defense, you know, we've seen this before with the defense as far as playing a pretty solid game.
Yeah.
You need a stop. They march right down the field.
Yeah.
And you watch that one drive, and it was 12-7. You know, the Giants got a little momentum going. They got the Slayton touchdown. I don't know, you know, whatever momentum you could have in this situation. But, you know, and they kick off. And Washington basically just ran it every down.
Yep.
And all they were doing, they kept running inside zones with Antonio Gibson and the old Giants practice squad player, Jonathan Williams. They just kept running the same basically zone running scheme. And they just – Giants couldn't get off blocks. And, you know – and it went right down the field like it was no problem. Nothing. And
that touchdown, he waltzed into the end zone.
He waltzes in, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, and the defense is, like we said, they've played their butts off this whole horrific losing streak. And it basically, for the most part, they've been good. But there's been times where like, okay, we need you guys right now. We're going to try to, you know. And boom, right down the field. You know, we've seen that before. Halves. And Jerry. Jerry, so after games, I get an email from the Giants, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they go over all the game stats, not just this game, but history, right? Oh, this guy here, first time in 30 years, whatever it might be, right?
Yep.
So I'm reading through I get the email last night, and I'm reading through it. And when I saw that, which I knew was 79-0 before the end of the first half, right? We knew that, which is, I can't, it's mind-boggling, that statistic, okay?
Yeah.
And then when I saw that the first team not to score a point since the 72 Baltimore Colts, dude, you do you realize what you're talking about here? I mean, it is so alarming, you know, that you can't describe it anymore,
Chris,
bro.
You know what's crazy? We're picking fifth.
Yeah.
I mean, for those stats, you would figure this was a one or two team. Like, I'm happy we're fifth and seventh. But, dude, somebody tweeted yesterday, I feel like we've been stuck at the five hole for weeks. And we have. These stats are generationally bad on offense. I can't believe there's four teams picking ahead of us. That's how bad and embarrassing this season is, dude. You're right. To go back that far, Chris, it's a whole new level of futility and embarrassment, man.
Yeah. So and that just continued on yesterday. Barkley couldn't run any, you know, he couldn't really had nowhere to run either. You know, the offensive line. Forget about that. We know that. And Fromm is Fromm, you know. So Fromm, look, Fromm's not even—he's not even like a backup in this league. He's like a third stringer at best, you know.
Yeah.
It is what it is with Jake, you know, and all that. So, I found a few things interesting. Gettleman before the game's out there on the sideline with his family taking pictures. Okay, you know, I don't know why he would subject himself and his family to that.
Thank you.
From what I understand, you know, people in the stands over there screaming at him, you suck. Fight. I mean, why would you subject your family to that?
Because you are so tone deaf and have no clue about what, or you don't care what people think of you, that you would do that. Chris, I got to be honest with you, dude. I didn't want to bring it up. I'm glad you did. I had such a problem with that. I do that inside, Dave. Do it inside. You have between 15 and 20,000 fans maybe there who didn't want to go but went. And they either went, like you said, they went to boo, or they, you know, they went to just say goodbye to each other and see you next year kind of thing. And to do that in front of them, like taking pictures, like, dude, did they bake you a cake too? This is your retirement party? Like, Dave, this organization, and it's not life or death, but a lot of people are very into the Giants, Dave. It's been 4 years of being a joke, and we're in a worse spot than we were 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And you have your family on the sidelines taking pictures, saying about it's just, Chris. I just think it's such bad optics. I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah, but. I mean, it's bad optics, Jerry. Just personal wise, why would you subject your family to that?
Right.
What do you think the fans are gonna be like? Hey, Dave, enjoy your retirement. I hope the weather's good in Cape Cod next. Dude, there's venom in these stands. Venom. There was people with bags in their heads. People were yelling at John Mara when he was walking on the field. Go hire a football guy. You suck, Mara. Sell a team. This is New York, bro. This is venom.
Yeah.
There's venom out there.
Yeah.
Why would you subject your family, your grandkids, whatever the hell? If you wanted to do that in the stadium, dude, do it after the game.
Right.
Wait till everybody piles up. And not to mention, you know, you're over there and you're smiling, you're laughing, taking pictures with your family. Oh, okay, fine, but. You know, there's people in those stands like, what are you rubbing in our face here? Dude, you destroyed this organization for 4 years, and you're out here like it's some kind of, oh, Shangri-La, you know, here's my retirement day, you know. Are you kidding me, dude?
I was home feeling that way. I couldn't imagine being in that stadium having to watch that. I thought, man, that's bad form. For an organization that used to get everything right, even that. Like, if I'm John Mara, I'm like, hey, Dave, can we do this inside? Please. And like you said, why would you subject your grandkids to this? Like, they're going to be yelling at you. These fans can't stand you.
They can't stand you.
They can't stand the sight of you.
They look at you like you're Satan on a field. Right. I hate to say it because it's just football, but Jerry, am I wrong?
No, not at all. I feel the same way.
You're giving fans now the opportunity of you in front of them. So now, wait a minute. Is that Dave? Oh, watch this. You effing bum. What are you doing? This goes to show you how little common sense these people have.
Really?
They really do, dude.
None.
I don't know if they've been in a bubble their whole damn life. They've never been on the street. I don't know. But, dude, I mean, If you came to me, Jerry, and you said, hey, Chris, I'm going to take my family, like you would, Gettleman, I'd be like, Jerry, are you out of your effing mind? Don't do that, dude. Your grandkids are going, your wife's going, your sister's going, your brother's going. Are you effing? Dude, they're gonna be effing you all over the place. Don't do that to your family.
Right.
I mean, who the hell's guiding these people? Anyway, I mean, when Eli Manning did with his kids, Eli Manning's an icon.
Right.
Everybody's saying, the fans will, hey, Eli, we love you. This guy, I mean, you might as well put Lucifer out there. It'll be a warmer reception for Satan than it would be for Dave Gettleman at this point.
Like, hey, Dave, are you going to have Trey Junkin and Joe Pisarcik with you? Like, are they your guests of honor? Like, you have no clue how you're viewed, man. That's insanity.
And look, it was his choice. It was obviously his last day as a Giant general manager and all that, but I just didn't get it. I didn't get it, man. That was very strange. Now, we all know what happened with Rivera and Judge.
Hey, Chris, before you get into that, I got to tell you guys about the Blindsided podcast, guys. The Players Tribune has launched its first ever mental health podcast, the Blindsided podcast. The hosts are former NHL goalie Corey Hirsch and psychiatrist Diane McIntosh. It will share the moments for a variety of athletes when everything changed for them and mental health became the most important focus of their lives. It allows listeners to have an understanding of the different types of mental health challenges that people face. The guests this season include Kevin Love and Kurt Warner. Plan your work and work your plan, folks. For many athletes, saying such as this could be considered scripture, permanent signposts lining the long road to success in sports. For some, the very act of pursuing a career in sports can give a sense of control, a sense of safety, so long as you stick to the plan. That is until life happens. The kind of life that happens while you're making other plans. Breakdowns, insecurity, panic attacks, PTSD, addiction, sudden life changes, ones that require an athlete to toss aside their well-laid plans and answer the question, what's your next play? Well, the Blindsided podcast is about sports, mental health, and life, folks. That's the Blindsided podcast. All right, Chris, I'm sorry, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, hey, you got to pay the bills, buddy.
There you go.
What was I? I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'll edit it.
I lost track.
I think it was a judge.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Jerry. So we all know Judge made some comments that, you know, and Ron Rivera took it the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And look, rightfully so. I mean, Judge should never went there. I said this numerous times. Judge wasn't taking a personal shot at Rivera, but he just doesn't shut up, you know. So, but before the game, coaches always meet at midfield. They talk and you know, hey, what's going on? Yeah, how's your team? How are we doing? Hey, yeah, how's your wife doing? They all know each other, the whole deal, right? Yesterday, I'm watching. I didn't see Rivera and Judge talk at all. Then I see Rivera at midfield with some other coaches, and it's just looking right at the Giants' direction for like 10 minutes. Judge has his back to him, standing like the 35-yard line. Not even acknowledging him. So I asked a few people, hey, did anybody see Rivera and Judge talk? Did they talk? Did I miss it? Nah, Chris, I didn't see it. Nah, I didn't see it. Okay, I put it on Twitter. I thought that was like, is Judge kidding me, dude? You could tell Rivera wanted to speak to him, and Judge was like avoiding him. And then after the game, it was a quick like hug and this and that. Rivera said, you know, Rivera's such a class act. He goes, oh, everything was good. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
You know, I just thought that was like, Joe, I would be seeking him out before the game. Like, hey, Ron, listen, you know, I didn't mean this, dude. You know, that came out wrong. Rivera's such a class guy. Ron would have been like, yeah, all right, Joe, don't worry about it. You know, in this league, you got to be, you know, whatever. I thought that was like, is this guy for real, dude?
Yeah, Rivera is someone who we know of someone who was actually getting over cancer. Rivera didn't know him and called him based on a mutual connection. Rivera talked to him for about 45 minutes and told him to, you know, you'll be all right. And that's the kind of guy Rivera is. Like, he's very, very difficult to dislike Ron Rivera. And yeah, Chris, that's, I saw that tweet and you just think like, it's another thing. It's another distraction. I can't believe there've been so many this year. And that's another one. That's awkward. I don't even know what to say to that, dude.
I just thought that was like, what are we doing here? You know? So I don't know. So
almost seems cowardly, but whatever.
I didn't like that at all.
Yep.
So, and it wasn't one person told me, no, they were talking before the game. You missed it. Whatever. So just little things like that. I said, come on, Joe.
Yeah.
You know? So look, the Mondays after the season ends is always media. You know, we used to call it moving day, garbage bag day, whatever it was, but we're not in the locker rooms anymore. So now it's media day, Zoom day, where the head coach and selected players talk for the last time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That has not come out yet, which is really rare.
Interesting. Okay.
So obviously they're still deciding on Judge. You know, I think the players were supposed to have a meeting at noon with Judge. We're going to have to see how this turns out. So it's as we speak, it's like 11:45 here in Eastern time. And we're going to see how this plays out, you know, because we haven't got any notification yet about anything as far as media-wise. So that's a little something that they're still deciding what the hell's going on in that building, Jerry. That's the impression I get.
I know you put out some tweets, but what's your gut tell you here? And the conventional wisdom is the longer he gets to talk to Mara, I would imagine the safer he is, but I have no idea. I'm just going by what I would think.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty unbelievable how a few weeks ago, Jerry, it like really wasn't any question.
Yeah.
That changed the last few weeks. And then you hear this, like yesterday, I'm hearing 50-50. I think Glazer even put out like 35 or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, I was hearing 50-50 yesterday on her last night. Very thin ice. I hear this morning, you know, you're looking at 70-30.
Yeah.
And now, you know, but as this goes on,
yeah,
you know, maybe, you know, Joe's talking himself into staying another year. Mara's thinking about another year. That's always something to change, too. You know, you can't go by that, too. You know,
it could also be that the next GM ultimately decides, no?
Yeah. I mean, you know, he could be, you know, well, let the GM, but, you know, if you're doing that, Jerry, why are you having a 4-hour meeting, 3-hour meeting? You know, make your mind up, John.
Yeah,
and if you're still undecided, you have your answer, in my opinion.
Yeah, yes.
You know?
Yeah, I would. It's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling to see where we are, and that we're now just waiting on, is he going to get fired? And then it starts the GM interviews and bringing in the new coach and who that person chooses. But like you said, why meet with him for so long? Unless it's, I mean, he's just obviously, I don't know if he's pleading for his job, but he's laying out the plan.
Well, he's laying out reasons why he should deserve another year.
The plan for next year.
Right. And I'm sure he's telling John, I'll be, you know, this guy, these coaches are gone, and I'm going to bring this guy, you know, I'm going to bring a different type of philosophy, you know, coaching. You know, this guy's out there now, John, you know, could really add to the staff. And, you know, I'm going to run downhill. You know, he's doing his Joe Judge fluff right now, you know. And look, this is, you know, if he survives this, you know, and Gettleman comes in 4 years ago, tells John, you know, Ernie Accorsi tells John, yeah, Gettleman's your guy, you know, and Gettleman comes in and tells John 4 years ago, I'll clean up this mess that Reese and Ross left behind. You leave it to me. Look what I did in Carolina, you know.
Yeah.
You know, this is what I mean about how many times John Maris had the wool pull over his eyes.
Yeah.
In the last 10 years. This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Not that the guy's blind, you know, but things like this is what I'm talking about. This is why, you know, people have pulled the wool over John's eyes, and he believes this.
That's what I mean, like keeping Judge again after that. If that, say he does that after this meeting, it's like, well, then he hasn't learned a thing. Look, it is what it is. I don't know what he's going to decide. But
yeah.
If he keeps him, then it's like, John, you're doing it again. You're going to make the same mistake again.
And he's going to have to come on with us, Mara, this week. And then he's going to have to, yeah, he's like, I don't know, that's like a freaking, you know, that's like a sheep going into a wolf's den, right?
Oh, my God.
So, and he's going to have to explain why Judge is back, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, and all that, or GM, you know, the whole, so I wouldn't want to be John Mara in that because the fan base, at first it was Gettleman, right, Jerry?
Yeah.
Gettleman better be fired, if not, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And that turned into Gettleman, which we know is going to happen, to Judge now.
Yeah.
Now it's on your head coach too, dude.
Totally. 99.9% won him out.
So this is like the same scenario with Gettleman. If you even think about keeping Gettleman, watch this revolt. Now that has extended to Judge. Now it's like you see it, right, Jerry? You read the tweets, you hear from your friends.
Oh, 100%.
Now it's like, oh, you keep Judge. Watch this revolt.
Yeah.
So it's a tough situation to be in, bro. So you're going to have to lay out why you feel. Jerry, can you imagine, though, if he keeps Judge, right, and we're halfway through next season and they're 1-6, 1-7,
oh god,
a 2-6 and a team. I mean, holy crap, dude.
He'd have to fire him midseason.
No, the point being is that can you imagine John Mara is not the most popular guy right now with Giants fans.
No.
Okay. Next year, season ticket, the business side of it, you know, season tickets, a lot of people are going to be like, that's it, I'm out. You know, whether or not that happens, I'm sure some people definitely will stick by what they're saying. Some people are just saying it out of emotion right now, you know, and then give it a few months and time, all right, you know, we got a new GM in there, we'll see, you know how that works, you know. So, but there definitely will be people that are like, I'm done. And the thing is, Jerry, they come out 0-2 next year. If they keep Judge, people won't watch anymore. People won't be going to games immediately anymore. You know,
they're gonna bail quickly.
Jerry, bail real quick, bro.
Yeah, like first month they'll bail. So that's it. As soon as the weather goes below 60, I'm done. That's it. I'm out.
So, Jerry, I hear, I'm hearing he was on very thin ice this morning. He's obviously hasn't fallen through yet. Nothing's happened. No. He still might fall through the ice. He might not. And then Mara's going to have to explain a lot of things. And then they're going to the GM search. And I found it very interesting. Kevin Abrams was there in the presser with us yesterday.
Yeah, that was 2 weeks in a row, I think.
Yeah, that's he went to Philly last week. Maybe he's gaining that experience. I wouldn't worry about Abrams being GM, from what I understand, like I've been saying. But, he's gaining, like I said, he's expanded his role, to a lot of things now, player personnel and evaluation, all that stuff. So I guess that's part of, what they want to put on, learning, get down there and look at it. And he was like standing there like a cop, staring at Judge, seeing how this presser was going. I don't know if they had some kind of secret hand signals. If Judge started going off on one of his rants, maybe Abrams was supposed to give him like an eyeball, like shut up. I don't know.
Or what is it like? In remember Cheers when Cliff Clavin would talk and they would zap him.
Yeah. So, and it was pretty funny, Jerry, because I'm sitting in the first row yesterday, and I'm looking at this guy. And he's like, what?
I'd say would tase him. If he says too much, just hit him with a taser.
That guy gets tased, like you said, like the hangover, So I'm looking at this guy, and he's like staring at me. And I'm looking at him like, wait a minute. I'm saying to myself, that's freaking Abrams, right? I'm looking at him, and he's looking at me like, I'm saying to myself, did I say something bad about Abrams that he realizes it's me who says? I'm like, I don't think I said anything bad. Matter of fact, I defended the dude.
He's really qualified. John just can't do
and
this.
He's like, look at me like a tough guy, and I'm looking at him like, all right, guy, what are we doing here? What are we looking at? I'm saying to myself, it's Kevin Abrams, and I saw him like he's like gazing at everybody, he's giving like that hardcore, like I'm a cop type stance in there. I'm like, I don't know what the hell that was about, but anyway, he was there. And he was in Philly. I'm sorry, Jerry. Chicago.
Chicago, yeah.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute, Jerry.
It was Chicago.
Philly last week, right?
Chicago.
Oh, I'm sorry. My mistake.
All the losses pile up, Chris. It's hard to remember.
Yeah, he was in Chicago. And, and I saw him roam prancing around the sidelines before the game. And, who knows? Do you trust anything Mara does? No.
No.
I mean, would it totally shock if Mara named him? No. I mean, from what I'm hearing, there's no chance of that. But, hey, dude, I don't trust
him. How about Strahan? That was great. Yeah. Strahan yesterday. No.
Yeah. Even Tiki Barber was saying at this point, because they're going outside the building. Trust me, So that's where we're at. The season's over, Jerry. I mean, I asked Logan Ryan yesterday, dude. At the press, and I was like, Logan, back in, if I said to you back in August that you'd be standing here in January at 4-13, what would you tell me,
Yeah.
And it was just like, you could just tell the disbelief on his face when I asked him, and he just, obviously said, I mean, there was no way, there was no way anybody was thinking this, Jerry, this year.
No. None. Disaster.
And I know the injuries, and Daniel misses 5 games, whatever it was, in 6 years, but it wasn't like they were lighting it up with Daniel. Okay, so let's stop that too. But everything that's happened, and Jerry, if we talk back in August, said, we think this is going to be a 4-13 team. It's going to be a disaster. Everybody would be like, what are you guys on crack? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So, an absolute disaster. Now, I just want to say one quick thing. I did this on purpose yesterday about that quarterback sneak call.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked from... I wanted to see his reaction. So I asked from. I said, Jake, were you surprised by that call?
Yeah.
And he said, you see his face. He was like, yeah, but, you know, we got executed. You know, we just call what, you know, what's sent in. And as soon as he said that, I said to myself, oh, Fromm, these plays had to be like, are you effing kidding me? Yeah. Saquon was asked about it. Saquon
took the high road. I got to give him credit, man.
He took the high road. You know, you know, we just do what's called. But you know what, Jerry? The advantage of sitting there in front of them, and now we're not in a locker room anymore. We would get so much more information about what the hell's really going on, how you feel towards Judge.
Yeah.
Glazer, even Jake Glazer even put out there that he's losing a lot. The locker room's not happy. I never got that sense from the players. But, I'm not around them in the locker room.
Right.
We're only on the Zoom with certain guys during the week.
Yeah, it's different.
When you're in the locker room, and you got a guy in the side, and I've had this before, and you notice, Jerry, where guys will be saying something about another player.
Yeah.
You know, this guy's, they'll just roll their eyes if I ask them something. I remember it happened with Shermer at the tail end of it, that, you know, he had a lot of support in the locker room. Even at the last few games of that, I asked a few guys, and it was just like, well, like that, you know.
The face.
So this is what sucks, folks, about not being in the locker room. And, man, I don't know what the numbers are going to be like with COVID and all these variants and all that stuff that come out. But, you know, you hope you're back in there next year, you know.
Yeah.
Because this is what you miss. Like Glazer reported that about the locker room, that they wouldn't mind. It's kind of getting divided. Wouldn't mind seeing Judge walk, right? That's basically what he said, right? If I remember right. I never got that sense, but they always say the right things in Zooms, you know. Right. Oh, yeah, no, we're together and this and that. You know, and then is it all saying, if you keep saying it over and over, that means you're trying to convince people of it, right?
Yeah, that's true. You start to believe it, yeah.
Like when Judge says it 1,000 times about how together we are and nobody, you know, we're all so tight. And that makes you start to wonder, like, well, Joe, are you just, you know, that's like coach speak. Are you trying to convince us of that, you know?
Yeah.
So, Jerry, this is what sucks, dude. If we were in that locker room, and I mean me and everybody else, you know, that covers the team, you know, you get guys on the side, and you kind of give it the old, you know, how's this locker room doing, you know? If they hesitate, you know, if they kind of give it the old eye roll, which has happened in the past, Jerry.
I remember.
Folks, I'm not just talking about coaches. I'm talking about players, talking about another player. Trust me on this, you know? You know what? I'll tell you a quick story right now because
Go ahead.
They're both, one's retired and one is on the Chiefs now. DeAndre Baker, you know? You know what? I'm not even going to say the player's name, but he's not in the Giants anymore. But I remember asking about DeAndre Baker, his rookie year, a couple of years ago, about his work. You know, there was reports about him falling asleep in meetings. There was report, you know, there was all kinds of crap going on about him. Remember?
Yeah.
And I asked a well-established veteran. He's not in the Giants anymore. A guy's had an excellent career. Okay. And I was like, dude, I said, you know, I got along with this guy. We used to talk on the side, and I said, hey, what's up with DeAndre, man? You know, is this kid, I might have even said this a few years ago, but I didn't name the player, obviously, but is this kid got the work? You know, what am I hearing about this kid? Has he got the work? And he just rolled his eyes. And he was like, oh, he don't get it. He ain't going to make it in this league. Yeah. I was like, I looked at the guy. I'm not going to, even though he's not even on the team anymore. He's not, and he's retired. So I'm not going to say it, but I'm still not going to give him up. I said, that bad? And he goes like this. He looks at me, goes, and he walked into the shower. All the words like, yeah, this kid's a mess. And, you know, these are the things you miss not being in the locker room, dude. You know, so I can't sit here today, Jerry, and say, yeah, there's a lot of players not happy with Judge because I haven't heard that. And then, you know, unless you get to know them on a personal basis, you could direct message them. You could try that method. You could, you know, we're only dealing with them on a Zoom. And even at the facility, you interview them, for, you know, and they're not going to be talking like that because it's only a few of them and then they move on and all that stuff. So that's what sucks. You know, obviously, Jay, who's very good at his job, he gets very good information. Obviously, he's getting something from somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, he could be getting it from Strahan, who's got connections in the middle school. I don't know, but that's his deal. You know, God bless him, however he gets it. But I saw that yesterday. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah. That was the first time you heard that. Yeah.
First time I heard that. And then, you know, just asking Logan yesterday, a couple guys, they asked him about Judge. I asked him about, you know, what the hell did you think you'd be in this spot?
Yeah.
And then when I asked Jake Fromm that yesterday, not that he probably won't even be here next year, but I just like to see the quick reaction. And Saquon is another one. He always takes the high road, but sometimes he'll show his emotions on
his face. He looked disgusted with
his answer. And he just looked disgusted when he was talking about that. And Jake Fromm kind of gave me that. But, you know, we got to do it.
I was expecting to get 9 yards on that play. Okay, thanks, Jake. I mean, what's he going to say?
You know, the point was, you look at him, and I just wanted to see him say, I was curious if he was going to say, no, I wasn't surprised by that. You know, we worked out, we talked about, and he was just like, oh, well, yeah, but, we got to execute. Other words, I don't know what the F that call was, but, we got to try to execute, which is impossible to execute when you're in a victory formation.
You know, it's funny, Chris, out of the 11 offensive starters, I would say 10 of them really aren't even in a position to question it. The only guy, I think, Andrew Thomas, he wouldn't do it, but it'd be funny if they asked that of Andrew Thomas and he just said, I don't know what the hell play that was.
Yeah, exactly, right? Like, Andrew's got to write, he could say that because he's going nowhere.
He could say whatever he wants.
Yeah. Andrew,
Ben Bredesen's like, no, I love the call. It's great.
Yeah. And you know what, Jerry? Andrew might be on with us later. I mean, we haven't got the list yet. In fact, let me check my emails as we speak. But he might even be on with us later, Jerry. And I'm going to ask him that. Out of curiosity, if I get in there, if I do it, I'm going to ask Andrew, were you surprised with that call? I want to see.
Yeah, right. Because he's the only one who could really give you an honest answer and say, yeah, my God, I thought it was crap.
But he's such a, mild mannered good kid. He ain't going to sit on either. But, Jerry, I got to ask you something, too. I mentioned this. I asked judges yesterday because, at the game, you see it quick, and then you see maybe a highlight. Kenny Golladay play.
Yeah.
I've heard a couple different versions on this. Mm-hmm. Some people were like, yeah, he came up with the short of the arms. He didn't give the effort. He's got to lay out more. He's got to stretch it out. I've heard people say, oh, look, like he just misjudged it, Chris, and all that. I ex-judge about it after the game, and he just said, oh, he just missed it. Okay, whatever. So what did you get from that play, Jerry? What did you see from it? Did he just misjudge it? Because it looked like the ball was right there.
He didn't lay out for it. There you go. It was a little farther than him running. First off, Kenny Golladay, if he's not injured, I'm very concerned because he's been slow as hell. He's got to work on his speed in the offseason because he's been slow as hell. But he did not lay out. I mean, that was inexcusable. Like, Kenny, you're 4-12. I know you make a lot of money, and maybe you made a business decision not to lay out. But can you lay out? Can you lay out for the 15,000 fans that showed up?
Right. And watching him during the game, you could tell his body language is not good at times, bro.
Right.
He's just so frustrated by everything.
I get it. I kind of get it. But, like, you don't help yourself, Kenny. Yeah. If you're laying out for that, you're going to be more beloved by the fans. You can't just let that happen.
Oh, yeah. Jerry, I'm not talking about that play. You got to do what you got to do to catch that ball. Right. I'm just talking about, in between plays.
Oh, yeah.
When he runs a route, Jerry, and he feels he's just like this. Totally disgusted, Jerry. Yeah. And he's just like, which you can't. Look, you still got to give it 100%. You still got to do, every play, right, Jerry? That's what you get paid for.
Right.
And I'm not saying he's dogging it. I'm just saying you could just tell the body language is not good at times with Kenny. He probably can't wait the next season and, see what happens. Because he's been disgusted for a long time, bro.
Yeah.
And that's another thing, Jerry, quickly, before you make your next point.
Yeah.
If I send you back in August, God is going to have no touchdowns this year. What would you say to me?
Or Andrew Thomas is going to have more than Kadarius Toney and Golladay combined, I'd say, you're high.
Yeah.
I'll bet you $1 billion, Chris.
Exactly. So that's the type of season it has been for this organization, this team. Really bad.
Do you want the latest update from Garofalo?
Sure, because I'm talking to you and I'm trying to. What do you got? He's staying?
Coach Joe Judge will meet with his players in a few minutes, and the expectation is he will lead the meeting with an eye to the future, sources tell me, and Rap Sheet. Same tone was struck in a meeting with coaches a short while ago.
So he's staying.
Hot off the presses, folks.
There you go. Garofalo.
Yeah.
So it looks like he's going to stay.
Garofalo, who once wrote for the Giant Insider a long time ago. Unbelievable. Wow. I don't even know how to react to this.
Well, you kind of, Right. He's going to talk about the future with the team, I'm hearing.
Yeah.
I guess kind of figure that, right?
Yeah.
I kind of figured. I'm sorry. I'm hesitating.
No, it's okay, man. It's fine.
You kind of figured that the longer went on.
And now Josina Anderson saying he's staying. So now it's validated. He's staying.
So. Okay, so Judge is going to get another year. Looks like whatever he said, he made his case, and he's going to stay. It looks like from what we're reading.
Yeah.
And this is what this is what we've been talking about. You know, this is not a surprise either with Mara, right? Yep. You don't know, so now he's going to stay.
Like I said, guys, if you're in the sales industry, get John Mara's info because you could probably sell him anything at this point. So I'm sorry. It is what it is. We'll see where this goes. But wow, man, one hell of a selling job by Joe Judge. So,
yep. So whatever he did, he convinced John that he's the guy for the future. Yep. And it looks like John's going to give it to him. So that's where we're at. He looks like he's going to come on with us in a little while. Later on with the media, he's going to talk to his players. Hold on here now. Garofalo, my understanding is that Joe Judge has not yet met with the Giants ownership. There are more discussions to be had. We'll continue to monitor. Hold on now. Wait a minute. Okay, hold on now. This is, folks, this is hot off the press. Garofalo is saying he's going to meet with his players in a few minutes. The expectation will lead the meeting with an eye to the future, right? Now Mike just subtweeted it saying that he has not even met with the ownership yet. So there's more discussion. So this is going to be an all-day process. We'll see what happens,
I'm confused as hell, but we'll
see. So he's going to meet with the players, which they usually do on a Monday, right?
Yeah.
And I guess they're going to talk about, the future and, we're going to do this and that and this and that, whatever it might be, what the off-season programs and what they have to do body-wise and all that stuff and what we have to do next year.
Yeah.
And then he's going to meet with ownership, according to Mike Garofalo. So there was reports that he was meeting him this morning.
Yeah. Right.
And Mike's pretty good. So I guess somebody told Mike, no, he hasn't even met with Mara yet. So I guess, the reports that he was meeting with Mara like this morning are not true. According to Matt Garofalo, he's saying he's meeting the ownership later on. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll have to monitor this as it goes along.
The tweets coming in from Giant fans are hilarious. Jim Vassell, absolute rock bottom. Chris Shearn, the Jets being the Jets. Here's the Giants. Hold my beer. I mean, it's just such an unpopular. It is. Hey, listen. John, now you gotta live with the fallout from this decision. So good luck. That's all I'll say. So I hope you have thick skin again because the onslaught's gonna be really something, I think. But okay.
It's gonna be pretty funny, bro.
Yeah. And Gettleman's confirmed that he's retiring. Thanks, guys. Thanks, everyone. Appreciate that. Can't make it up. That's awesome.
So the reports he met with Mara, people saying about sources and stuff like that, that he's meeting with Mara as we speak. I guess it's not true. So he's going to be meeting with Mara after he tells the players that, I don't know. Who the hell meets with the players? I don't know what's going on, dude. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I covered in the last podcast, the dysfunction and what's going on in that building. I have no idea. I mean, if that's true, what Garofalo just said, and Mike's very good, I'm sure it is. Like, what the hell is going on? How do you not meet with this guy in the morning?
Dude, it's playing out in front of our eyes, the dysfunction here.
If you thought you were doubting me of how much dysfunction goes on in that building, there you go. You're getting alive right now.
Chris, you have the pulse of the organization. It's complete dysfunction, even with what they tell people.
Incredible.
Wow. Yeah, I got nothing else at this point, dude. Good luck with the pressers.
We're gonna have a what we'll do is, Jerry, I guess we'll do a podcast during the week.
Yeah.
You know what, Jerry? I guess we'll do one if he gets fired. Yeah. If he stays
today. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we'll do one in about an hour. Well, I guess we'll do one. Look, in a couple of days, we'll talk about everything, and we'll play. You know what, Jerry? We'll have to wing it.
Yeah.
Right? We'll wing it by how the news comes in.
Yeah, we wanted to give you guys something before, before we didn't want to wait for all these decisions to be made. We wanted to give you something because it's been a long year and you deserve a podcast today after a loss like that and after all these shenanigans. But, this news is happening as we speak and it's comical. But yeah, Chris, we'll do another one this week after some things are settled down a bit. So,
yeah, so we'll do one this week.
Wow.
And as we wing it along here, as we wing it along. Dave Gettleman was reportedly telling some in the Giants organization he's planning to retire. I mean, oh, really? I mean, we don't. Do you realize it's 12 o'clock Eastern time?
Oh, my God.
They haven't even released it that Gettleman's so-called retirement. What the hell's going on?
But the arrogance. Oh, my God.
He's retiring. Really? Wow. If I worked at that building, I'd be like, Dave, what are you even doing here? I thought you were gone.
This is like the reverse of Costanza.
Yeah, this is right.
Like where he came back and he's like, no, I was joking, guys.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to retire.
What was the Seinfeld episode where Costanza hid under the desk so they couldn't find him? Remember?
Oh, yeah. He was sleeping under his desk.
Is that what Gettleman's doing? Can they not find him in the building? Is he sleeping to tell him, listen, get out of here?
Holy crap.
He might have built that little thing that Costanza built under his desk so he can sleep, but nobody knows he's there.
To go around saying you're retiring.
He's going around saying he's retiring. I mean, is that breaking news?
Oh, my God.
If I was in that building, I'd be like, I thought you were gone this morning. What are you doing here?
Your key card doesn't work anymore.
Folks, all I can say is this is what I've been talking about, dysfunction in this building. In that building.
Oh, my God. Awesome.
So, look, we'll do another podcast. Obviously, you know, we don't quite know. There's no game, so there's no set day, right, Jerry? So we'll do one as the big news, I guess, comes in. The GM might not be a few weeks, so I guess we'll do one on what happens with Judge. If he stays, we'll decide, Jerry. We'll do one way or the other. It might be tomorrow. It might be Wednesday. Yeah, it might be Friday.
Yeah.
It might be Thursday. Right. Who knows? You know, maybe Gettleman staying.
Maybe.
Maybe he's telling people that I'm not retiring. I'll stay for another couple of years. I don't know. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's such a dysfunction in there. So that's where we're at, folks. 4-13, and the offseason has begun in a comical way.
That was ridiculous. But yeah, wow. I thought I was going to throw up. I was laughing so hard. All right, guys. Chris, great job as always, bud. That's incredible. All right, guys. To order a subscription to The Giant Insider, go to www.thegiantinsider.com and go to Magster for a digital subscription. That's Magzter. And kind of on the heels of what we were just saying about a podcast, we'll print when we have more news, too. I think we're going to wait about another week. Maybe Sunday we might print, but keep you guys apprised of that. Hey, guys, I always say it, man, but really, good luck. Hang in there. Sundays are Giant days. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.